Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So please visit our site, read our articles, download the podcast, join the club, order your shirts, and so much more. But most importantly, help us raise money for these two great causes. And as you know, you can also find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where we cover the Steelers all day, every day, with many great columnists, all kinds of articles, podcasts, contests, giveaways, coverage that you just can't even get anywhere else. So please visit SteelCityUnderground.com and go ahead and read everything that we have to put out there, because you're not going to get better coverage than what we have there. Now, I just got to get right into it. It took seemingly forever. In actuality, 7 years, but it felt like ages. But the Steelers finally bested the New England Patriots, and quite frankly, in a huge game, a must-have game, because they said it on the broadcast, and I would not disagree with it. If the Steelers had lost that game to the Patriots last week, they were more than likely done for the season. They would have been riding a 4-game losing streak. They would have fallen behind the Ravens. Both teams are probably going to go 1-1, and they probably wouldn't have gotten the wild card. Now, they have the inside track at the division. They could fall out of the race and out of the playoffs, I should say, if they lose to the Saints and the Ravens beat the Chargers, because then things get a little dicey this coming week. I do think the Ravens are going to lose to the Chargers. I do think that the Steelers are going to lose to the Saints as well. But they'll maintain that half-game lead going into the finale with the Bengals coming to town. And on the other end, the Browns going to Baltimore. And two things there. You should probably beat the Bengals if you're the Steelers at home in a must-win game or go home. And two, don't sleep on the Browns beating the Ravens in Baltimore in the final week. That Baker Mayfield, he's a scary guy to face in the next several years, I think. And I think the Browns are going to be a scary team, and they are on the rise. And that would be a huge way for them to go out and end this season by getting their 7th or possibly 8th win of the year, knocking Baltimore out of the playoffs, potentially, in that scenario. So that could happen. All said and done, I think the Steelers will get in, because I think they're going to go 1-1 down the stretch. I think the Ravens are going to go 1-1 down the stretch, and I think the Steelers are going to make the postseason with the 4 seed. We'll get into that in a little bit. But let's get back to this Patriot win, because they looked phenomenal. The defense stepped up. They applied pressure to Brady, which is exactly what I had been asking for in the week leading into the game, as many, many pundits, I'm sure, were saying the same. They really didn't give up any major plays. Well, with the exception in the first quarter, the one big play that tied the game at 7. But outside of that, they really didn't. They got the freaking turnover, finally. They got the turnover from Joe Hayden picking off Tom Brady in the red zone, by the way. So there's that. It couldn't have come at a better time. And they made a defensive stop in the last drive. Yes, there were some penalties and so on that helped them, but it does not matter. They did, and this was, you would think, a huge, huge confidence booster. Gronkowski, who I thought would go off in that game, had, 2 catches, I think. So, honestly, you couldn't have asked for a better day. They probably could have had a few more points. I mean, yes, Boswell, he missed another kick, and, quite frankly, I know he hit that big 48-yarder at the end of the game to help the team go up 7, but I can't believe that he's still there. I mean, we'll see. Maybe making that big 48-yard kick at the end will help him. But I can't believe that he's still there. He is, though. So how's he going to perform this week in New Orleans? He'll be kicking indoors. I wrote earlier this week, I don't think he's going to miss this week. I don't think he's going to miss, but I don't think the Steelers are going to win. I just don't think they're going to win. I think New Orleans is the best team in the league, maybe behind the Chargers, but I think New Orleans is the best team in the league. I mean, Drew Brees is a leading candidate for MVP between him, Mahomes, maybe Phillip Rivers, I've seen in a couple of conversations. I mean, Drew Brees has 3,600 plus yards. He's got 31 touchdowns. He's only thrown 5 interceptions. I'd probably give it to Mahomes, but Brees is really leading the way here. He's just efficient. He's laser sharp. He has a great receiver with Michael Thomas, who's got over 1,200 yards, and I want to say, okay, 8 touchdowns. I mean, he's got a good backfield between Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. They've got 1,300 plus yards between the two of them. They've got 17 touchdowns between the two of them. I mean, what can you say about that offense? We all know about the Steelers offense. We all know that they can score points in dozens, but so can the Saints. And I would actually expect this game to be a high scoring affair. But the Saints do have a solid defense. I mean, you've got some really good players on that defensive side of the ball. And the Steelers are going to have to contend with that, especially defensive end Cameron Jordan, 12 sacks on the year. Defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, 8 sacks on the year. Their entire defense altogether has 45 sacks on the season. They also have 12 interceptions as a unit. And that's the one thing that we know about Roethlisberger this year is he has been prone to throw some of those interceptions this season that, quite frankly, he still needs to limit. Now, last week, one of them just wasn't his fault, but he's got to stop with the interceptions because they can be a killer. And when you're playing a team like the Saints, you can't do that. You know, I mean, you can't do that against anybody, but you really can't do it against the Saints when they have an offense like they have, because they're just too good. They're just too good. So I hope that he, you know, moving forward, gets that part together, because he's got 15 interceptions this year. Roethlisberger does. He's got 4,400 plus yards, 30 touchdowns, which is fantastic. He's a great quarterback. I would never question it. He's just got to limit some of those turnovers. And I know he wants to make the play. I know he wants to extend the plays. But now we're in these must-win games. He's got to be a little bit more careful with the football. And I think he will this week. What I liked about the game last week was a couple of things. I liked the 5 wides. I liked seeing James Washington step up. I really liked seeing Eli Rogers back out on the field. I didn't really realize how much they missed him until I saw him out there. He is a game changer for the offense. He may be that slot receiver that they need. And all of a sudden, it just spreads out that receiving core a bit more. It deepens that unit. And when you can throw out AB1 and Juju 1B, and then you've got Eli now at 3, basically, and you would think James Washington there at 4. You could throw Haybay out there at the 5 spot. I like Switzer, quite frankly. You could throw him out there. He's somewhere in the middle between the 3 and 5 slots. I mean, all of a sudden, it looks a heck of a lot better. A heck of a lot better. So I do like having him out there. I would go with that attack again if I were the Steelers in a no-huddle fashion. But the other thing I liked about the Patriots game was the way that Jalen Samuels ran the football. He ran powerfully, and he looked good. And they didn't need to really put Stephen Ridley in the game because Samuels looked very, very good. And so Connor's more than likely not going to play this week in New Orleans. The high ankle sprain's bothering him, understandably. So they're going to need to do that type of offense again with Samuels. But what they need to do is allow Ben to run the no huddle. Allow Ben to run the no huddle, spread him out, and then rush the football when you can with Samuels, because it worked against the Patriots. I think it can work against the Saints and some other teams as well. When you push their defenses out, when they have to apply more defensive backs than they want to, you can move the football. And that's something that the Steelers always were susceptible to when the Patriots came into town and played them. So it was nice to see that they reversed that a little bit and applied that. And it was fantastic. I think that in that game, which I don't want to see moving forward, was another stupid challenge by Mike Tomlin. That can't happen again. He needs to hire somebody to tell him when and when not to throw that red flag. I think he's 0 for his last 10 or 12 or some ridiculous number. He's terrible with the challenges, just terrible. And he can't do that this week or any other week, quite frankly, as we go down the stretch, because he is costing this team timeouts left and right when he challenges it. When he challenges it, it's usually not something that I think is even a challengeable call, meaning I don't think it's worth wasting the challenge on, because it's so obvious. It's not challengeable. You know you're not going to win. And you also know you're not going to win because he never wins. So he's got to stop that. But this week, spread offense, plug Samuels in there. I'd like to see him get 15 to 20 carries. You can mix it up with Ridley a little bit. I would really like to see more out of Eli Rogers again. I'd like to see Washington stepping up. I'd like to see Switzer get mixed in there. Obviously, I think we're going to need to put pressure on Drew Brees as well. He is just so efficient. And what I'm really concerned about is covering Michael Thomas. I don't know who's going to do it and how they're going to do it. So I think the best way that they can do it is by pressuring Brees and not giving him time to get the ball down the field. I mean, I suppose Hayden will be the guy that goes for it. He is their best, but that's just, it's no small task. It's no small task. Now, that said, I do think that Steelers can go in there and win. I just don't think that they will. It's a very tough place to play. I just don't trust the defense to do it 2 weeks in a row. I hope they prove me wrong, but they don't typically fare well against offenses like this. So I'm thinking it's going to be something like 33 to 24 New Orleans when it's all said and done. But before I go, I do want to talk about the Steelers Pro Bowlers, because they ended up with 6. I would say all deserved to go. And those 6 were Cameron Hayward, Antonio Brown, David DeCastro, Big Al Villanueva, James Conner, and Marquise Pouncey. I'm not going to argue with any of those guys. I think they all deserved it. Absolutely. Especially those offensive lineup guys. I think they all deserved it. But there were 2 snubs off of this team and 1 major snub off of this team. I do think TJ Watt probably should have gone, considering he's got 11 sacks. I just think he should have gone. And Juju. How in the hell is Juju Smith-Schuster not on that roster? He's the Steelers' number one receiver, but he's one of the best in the AFC, hands down. There is no way that guy should not be on that roster. Now, here's the thing. He'll probably end up there when it's all said and done, because 50%, if not more, of the players that get selected to the Pro Bowl don't go. And then there's going to be somebody, you know, multiple people off of this team probably that are going to the Super Bowl. So they're going to need replacements. So I think Juju will end up going, but it's not the same. He should be on that roster now. And here's the thing about the NFL. Most of these guys don't want to go. I bet you anything Juju would love to go. He is just someone that loves the game. He interacts with the fans. He is a great, great ambassador for this game that, quite frankly, has a lot of guys that are making it hard to watch and hard to root for. Juju is someone that you want to root for. I don't care what team you're a fan of. You've got to be a fan of Juju Smith-Schuster. He is a great dude. And I really, really hope that he gets there, but I wish it would have been the right way. Anyway, that said, I'm going to run. Great victory over the New England Patriots last week. Let's hope for another great victory over the Saints. The Steelers can clinch a playoff spot this week if a couple of things happen. If they win and the Ravens lose, Steelers clinch. If they win and the Colts and the Titans lose, the Steelers clinch a playoff spot. So there's a few things to root for. You're going to want to root for the Ravens losing. Of course, the Steelers winning. But you're going to want to root for the Colts and the Titans to lose. Unlikely, because they're playing the Giants and the Redskins. So they're probably both going to win. But that's what you're rooting for this week. Either way, you will hear me next week, hopefully, after another Steelers victory.